Verse 9, but thou art he who took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's body. Now, what was it he said there? Woman, behold thy son. And you'll recall that back yonder at his first miracle, when he began his ministry, you remember she said to him, they have no wine. He says, mine hour hasn't come. I'll clear you someday, but not now. 3 years later, hanging on the cross, he says, woman, behold your son. Mine hour now has come. In 3 days, I'll be back from the grave. I'll clear your name. And he did that. This is a marvelous, wonderful psalm, by the way. Now, as we move on down in this, and I'll hit some high points now. He says, verse 13, they gaped upon me with their mouths like a ravening and a roaring lion. That lion, I think, is Rome. The Gentiles were there. And then verse 14, he says, I'm poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It's melted within me. And what a picture you have here. This is a picture of crucifixion long before it was a public method of execution. And in crucifixion, there is that excessive perspiration. And we're told that his heart melted within him. You remember John tells us about that. He noted that when the spear went in his side, it came out both blood and water. I think it can be said. Now, I know that medical science and many Christian doctors, they've explained this from a medical standpoint. But from my standpoint, he died of a broken heart, ruptured heart. John's the one who took note of it. Now, in verse 15, he says, my strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Thou hast brought me to the dust of death. Here's where he said, I thirst, and they gave him vinegar to drink. Now in verse 16, I read, for dogs have compassed me. Who are dogs? Gentiles. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. This is a picture, by the way, to see crucifixion. This is when they pierce hands and feet. And then, verse 17, I may count all my bones, they look and stare upon me. Now, friends, I believe this was his greatest humiliation and suffering. He was crucified naked. It's very difficult for us to comprehend in this age of nudity and pornography, when apparently neither men nor women have any shame today. And that, by the way, the nakedness of this hour reveals how depraved we've become. You know, an animal goes around with at least a fur on it, but man today, who was made without the hair and without fur, no covering, so that he could cover himself, and today he's taken it off. That reveals our depravity. Our Lord, I think, was greatly humiliated in his crucifixion, and it was a great suffering for him.